If you're someone whose cable bill is going up, here's a story for you. Cable companies are paying more for content, so they're passing those costs on to you. But there are ways to reduce the bill if you are willing to work at it, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
A decade or so ago, if you wanted lots of TV channels, you probably turned to your cable company. For telephone service, the phone company. And for internet access, still another company. But for some consumers, at least, there is another option.
We have the DVR, internet, cable, HD, and telephone, all bundled together for like $88 a month or something like that.
Ann Pearson, a Seattle area realtor, is taking advantage of the so-called triple play. Companies like Comcast, AT&T, and Verizon now offer a bundle of services for a set price.
It's like half the price of what we had when we were doing it separately. We have a good deal.
The best deals often come as introductory offers. And after the introductory period, companies are free to raise prices. The increases are sometimes 50% or more. But Paul Reynolds of Consumer Reports says if there's more than one company offering video service where you live, you may be in luck.
More neighborhoods are getting what's called fiber optic service put there primarily by the phone companies. It's not in every neighborhood in America, but where it is there, we're starting to get competition between it and cable.
By playing the phone company and the cable company and possibly the satellite TV company against each other, you have leverage. Ben Scott of the consumer advocacy group Free Press says where competition is keen, companies will work hard to get you to sign up. And once you're a customer, they don't want to lose you.
This is one of sort of the last areas in the U.S. economy where you can still haggle with them about how much your service should cost, what kind of features you should get, and they will move the numbers around on your bill until you're satisfied and stay with them. As long as you're over that break-even point for them, they want to keep you.
If there's little or no competition in your neighborhood, however, you'll have to work harder to get the best price. According to the Federal Communication Commission's most recent report, the average monthly price of expanded basic cable service more than doubled between the mid-1990s and 2008. Consumers complain often bitterly about their cable bills. And how does the industry respond?
10 years ago, you may have had 50 or 75 analog-only channels. Today, that's completely flipped, and consumers are watching hundreds of channels.
Brian Dietz, a spokesman for the National Cable and Telecommunications Association, says it's unfair to look only at price because cable subscribers get so much more than they used to.
They have interactive TV services like video on demand and digital video recorders, and they're using the service more and more every day.
But some consumer advocates contend many people are paying for channels and services they don't want. The cable companies have resisted a la carte pricing, where consumers could pay only for the 10 or 12 channels they actually watch. But even if a la carte were adopted, it's not clear it would result in overall lower prices. Cable companies might simply charge a lot for popular channels. There is, of course, another alternative. Go without pay TV of any kind. Put up an antenna and get free broadcast television. Watch your favorite show on the internet or on Netflix, or simply curl up with a good book. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.